Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you?
Yes, 85258.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Dean Wheatenhagen.
Thank you. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Dean, may I have your shipping address to verify?
10576 East Terra Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Thank you, sir. And I do see the June 3rd order for the Vigor Blast, Tester Blast, and two vibrator rings. How may I assist you?
Yeah, that wasn't my order. I called in later.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I do see it. There's refunded. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I haven't seen the refund yet. And more than that, just 2 days ago, your company tried to bill me my credit card, which thankfully they declined it, another $89. You know, this is a fraudulent thing you're perpetrating on me. I spoke to a customer service person after that initial order and found out that I had been billed for three things. They said they took two of them away and would refund me money. Well, not only has that not happened, but then your company tried twice to bill my credit card for something else. It needs to stop. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you just on the 10th, which I think was Friday, you tried to bill me again for something. I don't know what. I'm not ordering anything from you, nor will I ever order anything from you. Mm. And so you somehow need to lose my credit card information. For God's sakes, don't try and charge it again. I have to go and get a new credit card because of you folks, because you're trying to charge me two more times. And it's fraudulent. It's against the law. So please discontinue trying to charge me.
So Mr. Dean, definitely. I see what has happened here. So hold on 1 minute for me, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. 1 minute for me, please.
Yes.
Really don't want to get another credit card to send the numbers changed and all that, and all my automatic payments have to be changed.
People like that will take advantage of it.
Yes, I'm going to see if they can just hold this company.
Mr. Dean?
Yes?
Yeah, there was a system error, and we apologize. There was a system error. So it is good that your bank declined, but even if they hadn't and you had called in, you would have been refunded, okay? So because you canceled on the 3rd, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So either which way, you would have won, okay?
Well, I'd like to believe you.
Right, I know. Well, I'll just say this to you. You understand that that charge came out of the idea that you didn't call back in time to cancel from the trial.
Yeah, which I didn't even know I was signing up. I didn't even know I was signing up for a trial, but obviously.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, if you look at the website, it's a fraudulent website too. I hate to tell you, but I ordered one thing, didn't sign up for a trial. I ended up with three things. Anyway, we don't need to go over this again. All I need, and I'm recording this also, I just need some assurance that you're not going to charge that card again.
Very much so. In fact, that's what I would just put you on hold to do, was to make sure that from different angles in the system that your name and account was covered and information was covered to the point where it's no longer listed for activity. So that's what we just did.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
The best to you, Mr. Dean. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes.
Have a good day.